Coach Radio, episode 61. Live in Raleigh, North Carolina, welcome to Coach Radio. I'm your host, Justin Lucas Savage. You have reached us on a Monday. That means it is time for a Your Story episode. And you don't want to miss my guest that I have joining me in Detroit, Michigan today. That's right. Every Monday, we do an episode of Your Story, and it's an opportunity for me to bring some folks on that maybe are building some businesses, but for sure have an inspiring story to tell. And gosh, I don't know, we're probably about 30 episodes into the Your Story. So they're about, if you look back in the podcast feed, you'll see them about every odd episode now, as we're up to about episode 61. So, and if you're new to us, welcome, by the way. If you haven't tuned in, that's what we do on Mondays. And on Wednesdays is our regular show. And those are always at 4 p.m., almost always at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find those out at coachradio.tv. Click on the live show and you can actually watch live video and chat with myself and the guests as I have them while we're live doing the show. That's at coachradio.tv. Just click on the live show. If you have a question for an upcoming show, you need to get those questions asked, I'd certainly love to answer them for you. And all you have to do is call or email, and you can call our listener feedback line. The number is 919-355-8275. That's a 24-hour voicemail hotline, so you can call anytime, night or day, leave your question, and I'll get it plugged into an upcoming show. 919-355-8275. You have any questions about building a business, about turning one around, about social media, about marketing, about selling, about working directly with people, how to do any of that, that's what I'm here to do, is to help you. You can also reach us via email, and the address is feedback@coachradio.tv. So let me bring my guest on today. His name is Jeff Kosala, and he is in Detroit, Michigan. Jeff, man, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Man, it's my pleasure. Now, we connected here on Twitter pretty recently, probably within the past couple months, and I get a lot of people that connect with me on Twitter, and a couple of things caught me. First of all is your handle, your Twitter ID is Deliver Away Debt. So, folks, if you want to go over to twitter.com/deliverawaydebt, all one word, you'll find Jeff out there, and you'll see exactly what caught my eye. And that is that's the background in this logo that you have, and it really ties into the story and the reason that I brought you on here. Deliver Away Debt. Tell me, Jeff, what's that all about?
Well, I started the website because I used to, or I still am, delivering pizzas to pay down my debt. And I figured starting a website and tweeting about it was a great way to get the word out and actually show people that Dave Ramsey's right and you can deliver away your debt.
Oh, man, that's cool. So I'm on the website now. You've got, this is what caught my eye, is this logo. I mean, you've got this great orange Hummer. And I don't know anything about Hummers. Was it the H2 or something?
Yeah, that's actually the H2 truck. I think it's the H2T, I think is what they called it.
So it just looks huge. It's a force to be reckoned with. The hubcaps are made out of pizzas, and they look like they're Supremes.
Yeah, they are. They're okay. Supremes.
There you go.
You look.
So we've got the Supreme pizzas as hubcaps, and you've got this big like bazooka gun up on the top, shooting out pizza.
Yeah, that's the pizza cannon.
All right, the pizza cannon. Now, is that how you actually deliver them?
When I started, I was actually delivering in an H3.
All right.
I was delivering in a Hummer.
Now, how did you pay for gas for that? Did the delivery money, were actually making enough to pay for it?
Yeah, I was actually making enough. And when people saw me drive up with the Hummer, they all felt sad because gas was pretty high at that point. So they all gave me an extra dollar to pay for gas. So it worked out really good.
Nice. So now what are you driving?
Now I got a Chevy Cobalt, little four-cylinder, four-door. Pumps my arms up because it's got manual roll-down windows, all the good stuff.
Oh, I love it. So you're getting a workout while you're delivering pizzas.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So what happened to the Hummer?
Oh, it was a lease, so I paid the lease off early and turned it in a year ahead of schedule.
All right. So you and your family getting out of debt, and this is the thing. So we got a lot of Dave Ramsey fans and listeners here following us. So you started following Dave, started to get out of debt, and decided you needed to deliver some pizzas. And went out there in the H3, driving around, getting paid a little extra tip money. The license plate on this, by the way, I figured out here a few minutes ago, is Debt Hater. And a clever way to put that up. So, and Jeff says he's going to own that license plate pretty soon in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell me I want to see where you are now, and then we'll kind of back up, and I want folks to hear kind of how you got here and why I've got you on. Where are you in this, in your quest to get out of debt?
I'm about halfway there. I started with about $101,000 in debt. Now that included everything. That was my second mortgage, student loans, credit cards, cars, personal loan, and 401k loans. So everything you shouldn't borrow against, I did. And I'm halfway there right now, so I'm about 50,000 left to go.
Wow. 50,000.
Should be done by April.
April of this year? Of next year. So, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's what, like 8 months?
Yeah. Snowball's working.
All right, man. I love it. Very cool. Okay, so you're halfway to getting out of debt, and it's going to be in April. Is the magic date. Man, this is so cool. And what's your wife think about you delivering pizzas?
She was all for it. I mean, it's a little change. I've always worked a lot, and so when I started delivering, we weren't working a whole lot of overtime where I normally work, so we needed a way to make the money. And so I just picked up a second job working 22 extra hours a week on the weekends. And it really wasn't like I was gone anymore. I was just gone at a little later times.
And how many kids do you guys have?
I got two, a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
All right. Well, man, this is a good time to do it. I think many of our listeners are familiar with my story. If not, go back to episode number 1 at Coach Radio. We got out of debt ourselves, and we had one child at the time. In fact, when we started, we did a year. We didn't have as much debt. We had about what you're at the halfway point. We were at $45,000 in debt, and we paid it all off. In fact, it was exact from when we really started getting after it. It was 12 months and 1 hour, and it was a happy time. I'll tell you, it's a fun place to be. But we had a young little daughter when I started doing that, and I would much rather be gone when they're younger, and they don't, you know, they're not really aware. You want to be there to be with them and to be there while they're growing up. But I think it's a very admirable thing that you're doing and doing this for your family. So way to go.
Thank you.
So I want to back up a little bit because there's this neat little story here. I don't know, where should we start? How long have you worked at General Motors now? Tell me how long you've been there.
I've been there since 2000, so 10 years.
Okay, so 10 years. And what did you start out doing there at General Motors?
I was a control/electrical engineer when I started there.
Okay. And it was in 2007 that you made a little bit of a change, right?
Yep. Okay. I took a new job and went off to the promised land.
Yeah. So tell me about that.
All right. So been waiting to work my butt off trying to move up the corporate ladder, and finally had an opportunity to get the next position, which was a engineering manager. So I took it, and I ended up going to China. So I took a 3-year assignment to move to China and be an engineering manager over there. But as I progressed through the ranks over there, I decided it definitely wasn't for me. So after about 13 months, my wife and I came back and came back to my old job at GM. So that's what I've been doing since.
And I know that you had mentioned to me somewhere along the way here that you were hoping to move to China and with the extra money get out of debt really quickly.
Yeah, that was the plan. I was in debt, you know, not as much, but almost as much as I was 2 years ago when I moved to China. And we were going to use the hazard pay and everything else, living on, you know, less than we earn, supposedly. Didn't quite happen that way. And so we're going to use that extra money to get out of debt. But neither of us really understood the position we were in or how our behavior was affecting it. And so we just continued along our merry way and continued with the debt and didn't make a single dent in it after 13 months of getting hazard pay and living on, you know, next to nothing over there.
Why was that?
Well, for part of the time, my wife was still in the U.S. and just having our first baby. So Target was her best friend. And I think I'm still paying some of those Target bills. But
I like how she's not here to defend herself, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I'll probably get a club upside my head. but we took some vacations when we were there, and we didn't focus on it, and we were just carefree and having fun and doing the best we could, but we didn't know where we were. We didn't have an understanding of money at the time, and I just kept spending.
Mm-hmm. So then I know that you told me that you connected. Was it with a local financial coach there in Detroit?
Yeah. Yep. A local coach here, and went and saw him. This was after 11 months of delivering pizza, by the way. So after 11 months of delivering pizza and really not making a dent in our debt, we looked at each other and pretty much at my wife's urging, sought some help because we were using the pizza money just to continue our current living expenses, mm-hmm. which turned out not to be the right thing. But once we saw a coach, pretty much got us on the same page, helped us, see our evil ways and make the correction we needed. And it was the best thing I've ever done.
I think we need to, if you're comfortable sharing the coach's name, I think we ought to give him some kudos for helping you guys out.
Yeah, I'm comfortable. His name is Chad Pennycuff of Penny Coach.
Did you know that I know Chad?
Yes.
Okay. I think you told me that in an email.
Yep.
Chad's a great guy. He's been to our office here, and I've worked with him, and we see each other every so often. In fact, we were just on a cruise with him a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So Chad was, maybe I'm giving kudos to people just because I am a coach, and nobody ever thinks this. I'm just kidding about that. But that's what it took for you guys. Because how long did you try to get out of your debt on your own before you kind of sat down with Chad?
11 months. When we started delivering pizza, we tried and tried to do it, but we just couldn't move the needle because we didn't realize, you know, not to use the pizza money to live on and use that pizza money only to pay down debt and build your snowball. And that's where Chad helped us out, got us on there, said, hey, all that stuff's got to go to paying down your debt. And once we made the connection and both of us got on board, it was pretty easy sailing from there.
Man, that's so neat. Well, let me ask you this before I move on to something else here. For 11 months, I mean, you're delivering pizza, and if you're driving around a Hummer and shooting them out of a pizza cannon, that's got to be fun. But it's probably not where you wanted to be. What were you using that extra money for if it wasn't going to pay down debt for a while?
Well, it was just, you know, still going out to eat and still, you know, sustaining our current lifestyle. We didn't make any real sacrifices yet. The only sacrifice I was making was in my time. And delivering pizzas. So we weren't making any monetary sacrifices or adjustments to our standard of living.
Yeah. Man, that's so cool. And so you brought in an expert, and that's something that I do all the time. I mean, we do financial coaching. We work with businesses. We do all that. And I'm still out here hiring coaches because there's things that I don't know or there's things that I'm not an expert at. And just like you did when you brought Chad into this process to help you. Man, I go, I was at something this morning where I was for 2 hours. There was a guy that was teaching on a topic, and I was there with 5 other people, and I do that all the time. So I love the value of coaching, and that sounds like it was the thing that sets you guys over the edge. And oftentimes people say, you know what, I value it because I'm paying for it, and now you're probably reallocated that pizza money and send it to Chad for a little while. To help you guys. But I'm glad that you did that. It sounded like that was kind of your tipping point.
Oh, it definitely was a tipping point. After our first meeting, we had our budget all set up, and budget hasn't changed a whole lot since then. And it was just amazing. I mean, we paid for our services the first month. So with the pizza money and just reallocated it real quick, just to make sure, you know, our favorite coach got his money. And we didn't have that hanging over our head anymore. But once that was done, I mean, it was super easy, super quick. Oh. And it's been, like I said, the snowball is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just amazing to see how big it can get. And it's really encouraging as you get farther along.
Well, Justin Hughes is in our chat and says, are there any other ways that Chad aided you and aided you beyond pointing out that you weren't making sacrifices, for example, budgeting, repayment forecasting. I mean, what was the thing about coaching that, that really got you beyond that?
We needed a plan. So it goes right into the budgeting and all that, yeah. Right? We tried some budgeting before, and with Chad, he helped us set up our game plan, used some great illustrations on how he did it, and showed us everything that he does. And it made perfect sense because it tied everything together. We were just living out of our checking account. And so he showed us how to set up separate accounts and draft off of different accounts and allocations and ING and stuff for our budgeting. And it made it simple. And just by connecting the dots and showed us a better way to cash flow, that was all the push we needed. But without his help, I would have never figured that out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was the system that, you know, between the second and third meetings that he showed us how to do and how to use that really got us going. So the first meeting was about the sacrificing and, you know, getting on the same page. And the second two meetings was, you know, a system to use to blast away our debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, I mean, that sounded like it was a tipping point and you said, all right, this coach is going to kick us in the butt, but it's not about just getting kicked in the butt. It's about having a plan to which we can carry out and then get kicked in the butt to follow through with. But you have this awesome website, deliveawaydebt.com. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing here with this and how it's set up in a blog fashion.
Well, it's set up, I started out on Twitter, and that was about a year ago, and started tweeting about my deliveries, my tips, my lack of tips. And, that's really what's, you know, started the whole blogging thing. Cause I had a bunch of people start egging me on trying to get me to start writing about this stuff. And so that's how Deliver Away Debt came to be. I mean, it started as a Twitter handle, but then it sprouted right into a blog within a month. And so I use it to track the totals and stuff when I'm delivering so everyone can see the actual money I make. And it's broken down by month. And we use that to track that. I also write about our story and how we're progressing along. I throw net worth up there so people can see how we're progressing every month. And also write about miscellaneous personal finance topics.
And so, I mean, tell me about this, because I know, and I don't remember if I mentioned it to listeners here a little bit ago, but you're not a huge fan of your job at GM, right?
No, I mean, I like my job, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. There's no way I can do it another 30 years, because after I got the promotion to China, I took a step back to come back to the U.S. So I already took the step forward. No, that's not what I want. So there's really nowhere else to go in the company. So I can, you know, sit and be happy where I'm at for another 30 years, or I can figure out what I really want to do mm-hmm. and go out and figure that out and go do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at right now, is trying to figure out my next step.
Any idea what that's going to be?
Ideally, I'd love to get into coaching because, uh-huh. you know, I really enjoy it. But who knows? I like to help people. I help people at work with their finances. I try to help people on the blog. I've been an inspiration to many people. I get all kinds of emails, you know, saying how inspirational it is and nobody can make the sacrifices I do, all that good stuff, where anyone can. It doesn't take a lot of work. It's just a little bit of choices on what you're going to do.
What about motivational speaking?
Motivational speaking? I've never even thought of that.
I mean, that I'm going to throw out some tips here. Now, we don't know each other very well, so it's mm-hmm. it's not like we sat down in a coaching session here. But I love throwing out ideas. I mean, just to be able to go around and tell your story, to say that, you know what, this is what we did, and to be able to track it here. The thing that I really love about this is that you have a goal, and you've got so many followers now on, you know, on Twitter here. You've got 760 people following you. I mean, yep. There's some built-in accountability here to getting out of debt.
Definitely.
So, I mean, I think it would be really neat to turn that into, I don't like the term motivational speaking, but I mean, just to go around and show people that, you know what, this is what I did. I mean, this is, you can do your own story, but you know, here's how we did this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's motivational for people to see that, just like the feedback and whatnot that you're getting from folks.
Yeah, that's really keeps me going. So the more I hear it, I mean, the faster I try to go, because, you know, it is built in accountability. And, you know, on my net worth, I usually state what I'm going to be paying down, you know, the following month. So, you know, my last net worth update, I said I'd be done with my second mortgage, which is going to be about $4,400 I got to pay at the end of this month. So I'm working my butt off to get that $4,400 so I don't look like a moron when I go on to my report. So that's why I'm making every sacrifice I can to make sure I pay that second mortgage off this month.
So if you just kind of up and went off to Florida for a vacation, people are going to find out about it, and they're probably going to call you out.
Oh, yeah, they'll definitely call me out. So there's a lot of financial guys, our personal finance guys that follow me and I'm good friends with that. They'll call me out in a second.
Yeah. This is really cool. I mean, I'm looking at the beginning of July. I know that you've been off for a little while. The beginning of July here, and you've got this broken down into number of hours that you've worked, how much you got paid, including your tips, to get an hourly rate. And it looks like you're doing between 17 or 16 to almost $18 an hour delivering pizzas.
Yeah, I know. That's the crazy part. People just don't understand how much you can make. Like, oh, I'll just go work at Kroger's or Meijer's or some store for minimum wage, when you can go out and invest a little money in gas, which it comes out to $1 an hour, by the way, that you're spending for gas. But I mean, you're making a heck of a wage.
What's the highest number of amount of tips you've ever made in a single day?
In a single day, I made $257.
$257.
Yep.
Oh man. All right, I'm gonna find a new career.
I mean, really, if you did this for 7 days, you can make $50,000 a year, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy how, you know, you got some people working, you know, for $25,000 a year when they can be out there working about the same amount of time delivering pizzas. It's crazy.
And now, would you consider the area that you're delivering to? Where does it, I mean, is it kind of middle income, upper income?
I'd say it's the lower middle. It's much more of a blue collar area. It's a city that borders Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I actually go into Detroit and deliver there. But it's much, I mean, if you're going to describe it, it'd be just like a blue collar, you know, kind of a steel town, Automotive USA over here.
Huh.
I've delivered at a couple places and they're very comparable in different areas too.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say both of them were probably lower middle class.
Okay. Yeah, as I look, just kind of scanning through this, it looks like your tips are averaging about $100, maybe a little higher. So yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, in a weekend, I mean, you're pulling down around $300 a weekend. So, I mean, it's not bad at all.
We've got a lot of folks in the chat here, I think, reevaluating their chosen career. They want to get into pizza delivery.
You can always do it on the side.
Yeah. And Matt says, I love it. Make your goals public to force your own accountability. And he says, so Matt has a podcast. He does the same thing. I kind of blog about some of the things that I'm doing. And I think it not only holds you accountable, but it also gives other people hope. I mean, do you see that you have other people who are getting out of, are getting out of debt, perhaps delivering pizzas, that are following you?
There's a couple people that deliver pizzas that follow me, and I haven't heard from them in a couple months, but I know they're out there.
Yeah.
And then one of my really good buddies used to deliver also, and he just quit, I think, about 6 months ago to pursue self-employment.
There's so many things, because you're not self-employed, you're not actively pursuing it. It sounds like you're tossing around some ideas, but I think there's so much overlap in what you've done here just in your personal life with what people do to start a business. I mean, you had this website designed. It's a great website. You've got this awesome logo. What were the steps that you took to get this up and running to this point?
I had to figure out WordPress first, but it didn't take too long, right? Like I said, I was an electrical engineer, so I screw around with computers a lot.
And so you set WordPress up on your own?
Yep, set everything up. First, I got my domain name, got some hosting, which took all of about 15 minutes. And then found a theme, just a generic theme, free theme, and started putting some stuff up. I found the Hummer graphic online and pretty much stole it for about a month until I could get in contact with the designer, and he made me the Hummer. And so I put that up there, just did it on my own, real kind of cheesy logo at first, and then started writing and just built it as I went. And then I bought a premium theme for like $100, and off from there, it was really easy to, took a while to learn how to program a little bit, but mm-hmm. there's no big deal for coding it. There's all kinds of help out there you can find real easy.
So you don't, so you haven't really put a lot of money into, you know, to getting this thing up. What would you say time-wise? Have you invested a lot of time even on the website?
Time-wise, I've invested much more time than money.
Yeah.
I think total money up until about 2 weeks ago, it was with the logo, it would have been $250. So that was a whole year, and everything was $250 for the website.
And this is a great looking website, by the way. Like I've said, so anybody in business that now it does, I tell people all the time, if you've never designed a website before, now may not be the best time to start. But you figured it out. You invested the time. I think it takes a certain personality that you have, obviously. I think I possess a little bit of that where we can get in and we can figure things out. It's going to take a lot of time, though. And I'd say for somebody that's doing this for a business, gosh, it's so inexpensive to do this. You might as well pay somebody else unless you're confident you can figure it out and you're confident that it's going to look as good as what you've got here. So you've set this up. You're getting followers. People are following you on Twitter. You've got people subscribing to your blog. Thinking about turning this into a business somehow, and you're thinking through the ideas. Are you making any money at all from your blog at this point?
Yeah, I make a little bit by selling some ads. If you look in the lower right, you'll see some, I forget what it's called, something like deliveraway.resources. So those are people who pay me for the links,
uh-huh.
which, you know, Google frowns upon, but, you know, you got to make money to get out of that somehow.
Yeah, well. So, just because Google frowns on it doesn't make it illegal.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
So yeah, I've made over $2,000 with the website.
All right. So more than paid for it and probably even paid for your time to design it.
Yeah. So total time, I believe, was probably to get everything up and going was probably about 20 hours by the time I learned a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, I continually put some time into it here and there.
Uh-huh.
As far as doing posts.
Jeff, what I really love about this is that I think that you have a business here. You don't really have the ideas, the concrete ideas on how to do it. But even more so than all of this is that what you've set up here is a framework, and you're building a community around this.
Mm-hmm.
Because at any point, you could probably, I don't know, you could probably create an ebook resource and sell it for $10 on how to make $250 a night delivering pizza. You know?
Right.
And you've got a community. You don't, it's not like you're starting and saying, you know what, I'm going to go into business and I'm going to write this book really quick. And now you get it out there, but you don't have anybody to sell it to. And so I'm telling people all the time, I mean, even, you know, somebody that's tossing around the idea of even working with me, and maybe we decide it's not the right time, or they're going to wait a couple months. And the thing I always leave them with is, listen, I mean, build the business, do those things on your own. But while you're doing that, get out there and blog like you're doing. Build that community, talk and interact with people on Twitter. I mean, you were the one that reached out and followed me. So you're actively going out there and pursuing relationships like that. Now, I think the first time we talked, I got in touch with you because I just love this whole thing. But it really comes down to building your brand. Whether you're in business or not, you've got this personal brand. Deliver Away Debt is out there, and I think you could go a long way with it. So let me ask you this here as we kind of wrap this up is, what would you tell somebody that maybe your best advice? Well, let me ask you two things. I'm going to ask you what to do and what not to do. So, all right, here we go. So the thing, are there any mistakes that you've made in as it relates just to like the website and maybe following people, blogging, whether it's sharing something you shouldn't have been sharing or whatever it is, or any mistakes that we can possibly learn from you in this experience?
Biggest mistake I've made is I've overcommitted on a few things. So I've said I would do a couple things as far as posting frequency and content. Uh-huh. And I've fallen on my face a few times on that, where I haven't been able to come through because of other obligations. And I chose a few hours of sleep over getting the blog done.
How could you?
So I know. So I've let that, as far as blogging, that's been probably my biggest mistake. I'm not ashamed of anything I've put up there.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually kind of proud of my state, so I like to show it. And, you know, so what if I'm still in debt? I mean, I really don't care because I'm working my way towards it. I think that's better than half the people out there.
Oh, that's admirable. I think it's better than 95% of people out there. Of course, our listeners excluded from that. All right. So what's the best thing that you've done with this? Whether you've maybe you haven't even realized some of those things yet, but what's the positive outcome here of blogging about this whole thing?
The positive thing was actually helping people get off their butts and move them towards action. There's been a few people that have followed me for a while on the blog and actually, you know, took my motivation and applied it to themselves and have written back to me and said, you know, thanks to me that they've working with their husband or their wife and they came together and used some of the tips that I've thrown out there for them. And they're actually paying down their debt now instead of, you know, trying to pay it down. They're actually paying it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's the biggest reward to me is actually seeing these people actually get out there and do it.
Oh, that's neat. So now you know that if you become a coach up there in Detroit and you're helping people with their finances, you got a powerhouse in Chad Pennycuff that to be competing with.
Oh yeah. No, I'd rather do it all virtual.
There you go. And you know what? Here's the thing is I think there would be no problem with that. In fact, I think you and Chad would make a great team to get together and talk about building your businesses. But man, I agree with you on that. We just did a Free Agent Underground show here, and that's at freeagentunderground.com. So if folks are listening to this on the podcast, just kind of go back to August 23rd, 2010 and pick that up. But about building a business that allows you, that gives you the things that you want to do, whether that's to travel or to have the flexibility to do what you want. I mean, that's very much what I've kind of set up here. And for folks that have been following, we're thinking about a move to either Wisconsin or now we've got another country, actually, that I'll be talking about here in a couple of weeks. I can't talk about yet. But the business, nothing would change in that. And I've been operating here out of Raleigh, North Carolina for almost 5 years now. And nothing would change if I were to move down the street to Charlotte or to Detroit, Michigan, and we wouldn't even be competing with each other. You know, and I could actually do it from my bedroom rather than this office. But I think having that lifestyle design like you're talking about is, that's really cool. That's really cool. So, all right, man. So parting thoughts. I want to tell people that, well, you know what? I just want them to check out your websites and Twitter and all the stuff that you've got going on. Because I think the biggest thing that I'm taking away from this is just inspiration and you sharing your story. Just like you said here, as you're sharing that, people are getting inspired and they're doing things. So man, thanks for doing that. It's just really cool. It's just really cool to see that. So again, here's how you get a hold of Jeff. DeliverAwayDebt.com and then Twitter.com/DeliverAwayDebt. Jeff, man, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Justin.
Absolutely. Great to have you. We've got a ton of guests that are coming up. Be inspired by this. And like Jeff said, follow him at deliveraway.com, but then get off your butt and do something. This is kind of like reality TV where you get to join in. Go create your thing. Maybe it's not getting out of debt and delivering pizzas and doing all that. Maybe it's something completely different, but everybody's story can inspire you, and that's the reason behind these Your Story episodes at CoachRadio.tv. That's what they're all about. There's no better way to do this than to get in touch with other people and do some cool stuff. All right, so as we go here, I need to remind you about Coach You. For all you coaches out there who are out doing business, need to do it a little bit better, we've got just the program for you. That's at CoachRadio.tv/CoachU. That's where you'll come in our offices here with our entire team, get a behind-the-scenes look, and we're going to show you how to do everything that we do. You'll take it back and hopefully do it a little bit better. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Justin Lucas Savage here to help you do business better.